l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
L-ola aġenzija tal-intelligenza fl-Australja marufa bħala ASIO twiddeb li spiji barranin qegħdin jużaw il-medja soċjali biex jakkwistaw informazzjoni sensittiva. Bħala parti minn operazzjoni internazzjonali konġunta, ASIO llonċjat l-ewwel kampanja edukattiva pubblika tagħha.
When I was young, my mum used to say, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. That warning applies as much today as it did back then, online and in everyday life. Think before you link.
Dak kien Mike Burgess, direttur ġenerali ta' ASIO, l-Organizzazzjoni Awstraljana tas-Sigurtà tal-Intelligenza. L-organizzazzjoni li normalment taħdem fis-segretezza twiddeb lill-Awstraljani dwar ir-riskju li jistgħu jiffaċċjaw minn aġenti tal-intelligenza jew spiji. Jispjega Burgess.
Foreign spies are using social media and professional networking sites to connect with Australians who, like you, have access to sensitive information. The approaches are often sophisticated, with the spies pretending to be headhunters or people offering enticing business opportunities. But their real intent is to learn your secrets and potentially recruit you as a source. If you don't think before you link, the consequences for you and your career, not to mention our national interests, are potentially severe.
Din il-kampanja ta' ASIO tinvolvi filmat animat ibbażat fuq storja vera u jismu Jack's Story.
This is Jack. Jack works in the defence industry. He loves his job, but updates his professional networking profile just in case. Jack's profile makes it obvious he gets access to sensitive information. A woman called Emily makes contact, claiming to be a headhunter. Emily praises Jack's skill set and says he's perfect for an exciting new opportunity. The details are vague, but the offer is very attractive. Emily wants to discuss the offer on a secure platform. By this time, Jack is intrigued and agrees to continue the discussion. But it's not what it seems.
F'din il-kampanja għall-arfien pubbliku jispikkaw ir-riski tal-attivitajiet suspettużi u ingaġġ għax-xogħol fuq siti professjonali bħal pereżempju LinkedIn. L-istorja tkompli.
Emily is a spy operating from another country. She's trying to cultivate Jack as a source and wants him to give away sensitive information. Don't end up like Jack. Be aware, foreign spies are targeting Australians online. Be discreet, don't boast about your access to sensitive information. And be responsible, report suspicious approaches to your security manager. If an offer seems too good to be true, it probably is. Think before you link.
ASIO qiegħda tikkollabora mal-imsieħba internazzjonali tal-intelligenza magħrufin bħala Five Eyes li huma il-Kanada, New Zealand, ir-Renju Unit u l-Istati Uniti. Burgess iħeġġeġ ukoll lill-persuni biex janalizzaw serje ta' dokumenti dwar attivitajiet suspettużi online li jistgħu jinstabu fasio.gov.au/tbylbitricapitali. Jispjega Burgess.
We're publishing documents and videos to alert you to the threat and provide practical security tips. I'd urge you to familiarize yourself with the material and to protect yourself and your community.
Nigel Fair huwa direttur tad-Dipartiment f'Canberra tal-attivitajiet online mill-Università ta' New South Wales. Huwa jispeċjalizza fil-qasam fejn jiltaqgħu flimkien it-teknoloġija, il-kriminalità u s-soċjetà. Huwa jgħid li l-miri tal-ispiji huma speċifiċi u jaqsmu bosta pjattaformi.
International spies, people trying to do harm against Australia, use social media as a force multiplier to get access to high-value people, whether that's government people, whether that's defence contractors and anyone in the supply chain in between. This is when you get into the realms of LinkedIn and your business networks. But I wouldn't discount Facebook, Instagram and Twitter as a force multiplier on top of that.
ASIO ma semmix pajjiżi jew reġjuni speċifikament minn fejn jista' ġej dan it-teddit online, intant din is-sena kien hemm enfasi ikbar fuq l-intħil barrani. L-iskema tal-Gvern federali dwar it-trasparenza fl-intħil barrani tagħti definizzjoni tal-intħil barrani bħala attivitajiet sigreti u tangan li għandhom l-intenzjoni li jaffettwaw il-proċess politiku tal-pajjiż. Dawn jistgħu jkunu diretti, is-sussidjati jew mamula minn jew għan-nom ta' atturi barranin biex javvanzaw l-interessi u l-objettivi tagħhom. Charlie Horberges kiteb lil politiċi Awstraljani u widdeb dwar il-possibilità ta' riski speċifiċi. Intant is-sena l-oħra, l-Aġenzija qalet fir-rapport annwali tagħha li servizzi suspettużi tal-intelligenza qegħdin jużaw il-medja soċjali biex jilħqu persuni partikolari fis-setturi tan-negozju u tal-gvern. Fawissu li għadda il-Prim Ministru Awstraljan Scott Morrison ħabbar pjanijiet li jintroduċu liġijiet ġodda dwar is-sigurtà nazzjonali. Dawn jagħtu lill-Gvern Federali s-saħħa li jikkanċella kull ftehim ma' gvernijiet barranin li jkunu saru fil-livell tal-gvern statali jew dak lokali. L-analista Tom Uren miċ-ċentru internazzjonali għal Policy Online fiħdan l-Istitut Awstraljan tal-Policy Strateġika jgħid li jissuspetti spiji jimmiraw għal persuni li jkunu l-iktar vulnerabbli għal dawn l-attivitajiet, jispjega Uren.
Using social media to reach out to people is just cheap and the consequences if you're caught are almost zero, like perhaps your account gets banned, so you can reach out to lots and lots of people. You can sort of develop a relationship, start to talk to them, build trust, and in some sense get them on the hook and then reel them in. And if you start with a broad enough selection of people, which you can on social media, you'll catch some fish. It's really about casting a wide net and finding those people who happen to be vulnerable for whatever reason, financial, emotional, at that time, and you know, getting more out of them than you should.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.